Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mike in Dumont. Good morning, Mike. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Fisherman Mike. What's going on?
Oh, hey, Fisherman Mike. Long time no talk, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How's everything?
Everything is awesome, man. I hope you have a great holiday season and Christmas, and send the best to your family and everybody close to you.
You too. Yeah, Boomer, you too. You know, you guys know I'm a diehard Jet fan, and you know, this guy Aaron Glenn, he just irks me. Everything he does, everything he says with the media, it just seems like every time he comes and he, like, there is, like, no game plan. There is no, like, there, as a head coach, like he just doesn't have anything, like, to me that looks like he is, like, capable of, like, running this team for, like, a long period of time.
Did you really think that they were going to win this week? And do you really want them to win out, or do you want them to get a higher draft pick?
No, Boomer. I want them to have a higher draft pick. But the thing is I want a higher draft pick, Boomer. But is he going to be the right guy? Like, if we get, let's say if we get Simpson, like, right? Like,
yeah.
Because I don't know if we're, you know, is he going to be the right head coach to make him into a great quarterback? Mm-hmm. And I don't think he is.
Well, that's going to be up to Tanner Engstrom. That's who that will be up to. But I understand what you're saying. They're going through a rebuild right now. They have one of the worst quarterback situations in the NFL. All right? Just let's be real about it. Let's be where we are now. You know, we're 15 games into this. They're one of the worst teams in the league. They traded away two of their stars. They have 13 draft picks coming up. They got two first-round picks this year and two first-round picks next year. And by the way, Jet fans, you should be rooting for San Francisco tonight because you want Indianapolis to lose. You want them to keep losing and losing and losing. And maybe you end up with two picks in the top 10. And now you start to rebuild your team. And Gio has said it here now for at least, I want to say, 8 or 9 months, because I kept pointing to Detroit and the way that Dan Campbell got off in Detroit, and it took him 2 years before they turned it around, and they didn't really turn it around until the second half of the second year. They were like 4-19, I think, in their first 23 games. So, and people were screaming out in Detroit like they normally do, like Jet fans do here, because they hadn't seen a lot of success. And now, unfortunately for Detroit, maybe that kind of has come to an end here, at least this year, but next year they'll be back. But the drafting that Detroit has done over the time that they had all these high draft picks have been amazing. And that's really where Darren Mooji comes in now.
Yeah, and I think that you can say both things when it comes to Aaron Glenn, which is he hasn't shown you a ton. He doesn't necessarily look capable, but you can't really fully judge a guy that's got no players and is also trying to lose when you put Brady Cook out there. So as much as I'm down on Aaron Glenn, the way he's sort of handled certain things in game, press conferences, whatever, I mean, you can't fire the guy after 1 year with this that he has to work with. I mean, you just can't. That's not fair. It really isn't. And I don't think he's going to be a great coach. He's and maybe this learning experience that he has this year turns him into a better one. But I mean, there is nobody playing football for this team. I mean, think about this. Garrett Wilson's now, you know, out for the year. Who even knows if he was healthy? But that could be another tank situation. You know, they're throwing out a quarterback who's completely in over his head. They traded away their two talented defensive players. They got nothing.
They got two offensive tackles and a center.
And a
running back. And you know what? Let's be realistic about what's going on here. We see it. We know what's happening. And, you know, I don't know what Jet fans want him to say after a game. I mean, what would you want? Listen, guys, we suck. And, you know, I'm playing with a rookie quarterback who really, you know, throws interceptions and has fumbles and doesn't know how to get us in the right pass protection. I mean, you want him to say that? He's not going to say that.
No, not that. I mean, I'd like him to be maybe a little bit more critical as opposed to getting your ass kicked by the Saints and then saying that I asked them for effort and they gave effort. I mean,
by
that's
the way,
silly.
The Saints have won 4 games in a row.
Yeah.
And Tyler Shuck is 4-3 as a starting quarterback.
Well, but here. But
and by the way, look at what happened at Kansas City yesterday without Patrick Mahomes.
Well, yeah, they ended up getting another guy hurt out there, too.
Yeah,
so.
But Gardner Minshew gets hurt. But the point being is, like, if you don't have that guy, you don't have a chance. All these teams that are going to make the playoffs all have healthy quarterbacks. There's not one right now that's in the playoff hunt or has clinched a playoff berth that doesn't have a quarterback to speak of.
Mark in Yonkers. What's going on, Mark?
Geo Boomer.
What's Happy up, Mark? What do you got, brother?
I love you guys so much. You have no idea.
We love you, Mark, man. What's on your mind today?
Do you think the Jets are kicking themselves because they could have had Jackson Dart?
Not after yesterday. I mean, no, I don't think that they are. No.
Really? They are dying for a quarterback and they could have had him.
Well, they're going to get one this year. They made a mistake with Justin Fields. I don't think that they're kicking themselves. No, what I think they're doing right now is making sure that they get that guy this year and going to do whatever they can with the draft capital that they have to trade up to get him if they don't land with the number one overall pick. So that's where the focus is now. I don't think they're regretting not taking Jackson.
Did you watch any of the Oregon James Madison game?
Yeah,
cover. Yeah, I know they did. What did you think about Dante Moore?
I mean, we're talking about a mismatch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's hard to say.
I looks good, but for God's sakes, you know, it was a 30-point spread into a backdoor cover. They're going to kick the crap out of them no matter what.
Right.
So
it's hard for me to get through. I just want to say happy holidays, and you guys are my favorite. You make my morning awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate it, brother. We love you. Thank you.
Let's go to Sonny in Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
All right, Sonny. What's happening, brother?
Two things. First off, boom, I forgot to mention, my high school beat your high school, unfortunately, in the Long Island Championship, Garden City side slip.
Yeah, I know, but it was a tight game, man. And
very good.
Hey, no, good for Garden City, man. They're a wagon. I'm telling you, their football program is the best on Long Island. It has been for now. Well, Sable's right there with them, I would say. But really, when you think of their winning streak, is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Garden City has not lost a game. It's insane.
Yeah, it's so many reasons, starting with the coaching. But anyway, one Jet and one Giant. The Jets, Glenn hasn't shown me anything, guys, as far as going forward being the coach of this team. You know, his badass attitude towards the media and the press doesn't work when you're not winning, and he hasn't won anything. As far as the Giants, Boomer, do you agree with the Giants? And listen, Flores is a great defensive coordinator. He confuses even veteran quarterbacks. But do you believe going forward, the best strategy is to put him in a bubble wrap, meaning that he's not going to make too many pass attempts, number one, and he's not running the ball. He only ran the ball twice, and he designed runs.
Well, he tried. Yeah, he tried to run a little bit yesterday, but I'd be out there throwing him 50 times a game.
Yeah, that's exactly
But the thing about it is, this coaching staff's not going to be here next year. So I'm not sure what Mike Kafka is thinking about. If Mike Kafka knew that he was going to be the head coach next year, man, I'd be back there throwing it 50 times. I'd just be throwing it and throwing it and throwing it and let him just keep playing and playing and playing and getting used to the speed. And this time when he comes back next year, you know, he's not overwhelmed. He becomes Drake May, becomes Caleb Williams, you know, Trevor Lawrence with a new coach, Baker Mayfield with a new coach down in Tampa. You know, Sam Darnold with, you know, going out to, you know, Shanahan's San Francisco offense, sitting there watching it, then going to the Vikings with Kevin O'Connell, then going to Seattle. I mean, like, I want this kid to be out there throwing and playing and getting used to it. And now even more so than ever, because this game yesterday was a pathetic. And he's got to feel like crap about it. And he's supposed to got a good-looking girlfriend.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it.
I don't know. But here's the thing. get your head and get it back into the game and finish strong with these last two games.
Let's go to Ronnie in Tom's River. What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, man? How are we today?
Good. What do you got?
Okay, a couple things. So just with the Jackson Dart thing, the play calling actually got him hit more because you're limiting the play calling. They're going to zero in on the throwing plays. It's so freaking predictable. So they're actually doing the opposite of Kapka's doing the opposite of trying to protect the kid. Second, Boomer. We all know that this week is a run out the clock spot for most of us that work today because we're not working a full work week. I need something to do at work, and I want to do some research for the next GM. You give me like two or three names so I can kind of, you know, do some deep dive because I have zero acumen in the executive field of the NFL.
Jesus, off the top of my head, I can't do that right now. Well, I'll try to figure it out maybe in the next hour or so.
I'll give you two here because I did look this up while I was waiting to take his call. One is Howie Roseman's assistant in Philly, Alec Hallaby. He's a guy. You know, up and coming.
You know who else is on that staff?
Joe Douglas is back there?
Yeah.
Who
I kind of liked as the Jet GM. I'm sorry, I did. I liked him as a person, and I liked him as a GM.
I agree. It's just that the Zach Wilson thing is just...
What happened was Aaron Rodgers' Achilles.
Yeah, but the Zach Wilson pick was also... That's what led to Aaron Rodgers being here and blowing out his Achilles. So if Zach Wilson would have panned out, none of that other stuff would have happened. Ray Agnew... the assistant GM in Detroit. Those are two names you can look up. Look at those two guys if you want to do something at work. And watch some YouTube golf after that.
Just like LeBron James now.
That's all he does. LeBron James. He was asked about a player. I forget who it was. He was like, do you think that this guy can be an all-star? And he's like, I'm the wrong guy to ask. All I do is watch YouTube golf these days. This is what he said. He's like, you know, I'm watching the Bryan brothers and Grant Horvat and Bryson and all those guys.
He's just like you, G.
Yeah, we're a lot in common.
I had no idea that you were so much of an influencer in this regard that you would get LeBron James doing exactly what you're doing.
I was on the cutting edge of that, man. I saw it. I saw the train coming. There it is. Now you got as mainstream as humanly possible with LeBron James.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mercy for the Giants. It's mercy for the Giants. Here's the one thing when you look at this Jet team, who have now lost three in a row after their stunning victory against Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. They lost to the Dolphins 34-10, got boat raced by the Jacksonville Jaguars 48-20, and then Aaron Glenn goes out there and throws Wilkes to the Wolves and fires the defensive coordinator. And then yesterday against the New Orleans Saints team, that defensively they've been playing really, really well. You continue to roll Brady Cook out there, even though Tyrod Taylor's healthy, and you lose the game 29-6. I thought the whole idea with Taylor replacing Fields was the fact that you wanted to learn about everyone else on the roster, and you wanted to put a quarterback in there that you could learn about everything else that's going on with your team so you can give the right rationalization or self-scout your own team here moving forward. For the Jets, listen, they are in a world of hurt and when it comes to this organization moving forward as well. Here's the one thing I'll give Glenn credit for, though, before we get to that, is that, you know, you haven't had the Rossini, Zach Rosenblatt, Athletic stories coming out about all the nonsense about going out behind the scenes, whether it be the Bobs, whether it be Woody's sons, whether it be about Gabe Bowles, everything that was going on for the last year and a half, 2 years previous to this, when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of this team and Robert Saleh basically had lost complete and utter control, and there's little to no respect for Mr. All Gas, No Breaks. But that is all stopped, right? So there haven't been those kind of leaks coming out of Florham Park, but in the end, you know, Muji and Glenn took over a team that was not without talent, not without ability, and they basically turned it into a rebuild. Why? Because you know what? That buys them a little bit more time. But the difference between the Jets and the Giants, even though yesterday was completely unwatchable, I mean, and Cook is not an NFL quarterback. I mean, nice story. I like the scene on the sidelines yesterday where he's talking to his wide receivers. I mean, I think he played 60-plus games of college football. I mean, he played a lot. Saw a lot of games collegiately. But do I think Brady Cook's a starting quarterback in the NFL? No. Do I think he's necessarily a backup? Probably not. You know, he attempted, you know, he averaged 5.4 yards per attempt yesterday. And I get that the lack of weaponry when you're looking at the New York Jets, and that Saints defense has played well, and Kellen Moore feels like he's found his quarterback in Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old coming out of Louisville. But with all of that being said, for the Jets here and for Aaron Glenn, you could have the tough guy mentality that he wants to have, right? The Bill Parcells, kind of Sean Payton, my way or the highway, tough love, I'm going to coach you hard, don't take it personal, this comes along with the territory, I'm going to be a therapist, understand not everyone gets motivated by one and the same thing, everybody beats the, you know, everybody's personality a little bit different, what motivates you might not motivate the next guy. With all that being said, just like with the New York Giants, the results have got to follow. You know, doing enough, you know, shows over the years, you know, whether it be, you know, with, you know, David Deal, Willie Colon, Bart Scott, you know, NFL players, they want the answers. They want to know that you can, and not the answers to the test. We're not talking about the SATs. We're not talking about the final in world history. They want basically to have the understanding that if they do what you ask them to do, the results will follow. And here's the concern that you have with Glenn. And I'm not denying that he did everything he did to deserve this opportunity, whether it be taking the guidance of Bill Parcells, which he's talked about at his introductory press conference, you know, 10, 11 months ago, where he first became an area scout, national scout, worked his way up, assistant, defensive assistant, then eventually become a defensive coordinator, then eventually a head coach. Not going to deny the fact that he has an understanding and a love for this organization, wanted the Jets job as well. But Aaron Glenn's got on for the understanding that you can go out and have this kind of back and forth nature with the media, and you can go out there and coach your players hard. You could do all that. The rails have come off. And you got to eventually, it's got to lead to some sort of result. See, if you aren't going to compare and you look at the New Orleans Saints yesterday, Kellen Moore took over, and arguably, when you look at that New Orleans Saints team, they're clearly, at the start of the season, the Jets were a more talented team. Look at the way that the Saints, and I get they've got a 26-year-old quarterback in Shuck who played a lot of years of college football, right? I understand that. It was well thought of. People looked at his age and maybe a little bit scared away. Injury history collegiately. But look at where New Orleans is trending. And comparatively speaking, look at where the New York Jets are. Saints have played well. You know, Saints went into Miami and almost knocked off the Miami Dolphins when the Dolphins were playing well. They went into Tampa and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went into Carolina. I mean, the Saints have played well. Went into Carolina, beat the Saints, beat the Panthers once, and then welcomed the Carolina Panthers down to New Orleans and beat them again. And that Saints team is trending in the right direction, because not saying that all of a sudden next year they're definitively going to be a playoff team, even though that division is dreadful. But you're starting to see the impact of the head coach. You've not seen that this year with Aaron Glenn. And no matter what he says, that is true. See, if you look around and you keep your eyes wide open, you can learn things, see things that are going on in the National Football League and, you know, and teams that are trending, that are looking to build upon something. That's exactly what the New Orleans Saints are doing. Jets were a more talented team than New Orleans coming into the year. I thought New Orleans was going to end up having the worst record in the National Football League was dead wrong. Didn't understand and didn't really recognize just how bad the roster was with the Vegas Raiders, and didn't necessarily think the Giants were going to have the kind of season that they have had this season. and didn't think Aaron Glenn year one and Darren Musial year one would turn this into a rebuild. Were there concerns when they decided to lean into Justin Fields? There was no doubt. As I told you at the time, Fields stinks. He's a terrible quarterback. Good in college, five-star recruit coming out of high school. Transfer from Georgia to Ohio State, but as far as an NFL quarterback, thanks, but no thanks. Unbelievable athlete. Game doesn't slow down. Holds on to the football way too long. Doesn't understand how to get to his secondary and tertiary receivers. I mean, it just is what it is. And no amount of coaching, no amount of love, no amount of guidance is all of a sudden going to change it, because at some point in time, you, the player, has got to go out there and do it. And he can't. And yesterday was another long day in what has been an extremely long season for the New York Jets. And for the head coach, just as you evaluate and scout your players, he's got to do a little self-evaluation, because he needs to improve year number two. As the reports come out yesterday, I didn't think Woody Johnson was all of a sudden going to fire Aaron Glenn after year one. Didn't necessarily think that's going to happen or was going to happen. So didn't necessarily need to see the reports that Glenn is safe going into year number two. But it is an indictment that he fires the defensive coordinator that he picked and brought in before the first year comes to an end. A defensive coordinator, by the way, that was on Shanahan's staff in San Francisco, and I understand he got fired after the Super Bowl, but still, Wilkes was on that staff out there in San Francisco for Kyle Shanahan. Glenn's got a lot of work to do, not only from a player personnel perspective, and if you think the Giants are in trouble, or you're concerned about where the Giants are, well, the Giants have a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel because they've got Dart. You know, take a look at that Jet quarterback room. Most important position in the National Football League. You've got Tyrod Taylor, who I like, is a backup, never can stay healthy. Field stinks, and Brady Cook is not an NFL player. Maybe a backup, maybe a scout player, but I mean, let's be honest. And that was a long day down in New Orleans yesterday, I'll tell you that. Rivervale, New Jersey. First up on this Monday, it's Eric. What's going on, Eric?
Moose, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's great to chat with you. Merry Christmas to you, the fam. Hopefully the boys are doing well, not driving you too crazy. I imagine you've got a much longer Christmas list than I do. But
No, the boys are nuts. I mean, they're crazy. Every day's a battle. Every day's a battle.
Like, I get
the
it.
The other day I was having a catch with my youngest son, Gregory. Like a little football catch, in the house. And, Don and Jackson and Paul were up in Massachusetts playing hockey. Was not looking, and he basically, and this is not a, regulation size NFL football. It's like a, smaller football, right? And it's not a Nerf ball either, right? Was not looking, decided to whip the ball, hit me right in the groin, drop me to my knees. That's fatherhood right there.
I know it well, because, I had a similar experience, but it ended up off his 55-inch television in the basement, in the playroom, and
yeah.
There you go.
Doesn't end.
It's the season.
It comes along with the territory. You want this? Comes along. Now I'll miss it. I'll miss these days because, when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, out of college, going out there doing their thing, making their impact on wherever they decide they might live. Maybe they stay close to home. Maybe I'll miss these days. I really will. So I speak of them in glowing fashion. I love them.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. So, yeah, to talk, the Jets and the Giants and New York football. I was having this conversation, in fact, yesterday. What I can't quite understand, right, like in a league that is, like, parity is paramount to all, right? Literally every team in the NFL is looking to go in a more positive direction, including the Saints, which you saw yesterday, outside of basically three teams, right? The Raiders and then the two New York football teams. For whatever reason, they cannot get out of their own way. Giants and Jets, different problems, but problems nonetheless, and they can't win football games. I mean, I tend to agree with you that the Giants are probably in a better spot than the Jets just because they have the quarterback, but they also don't have a coach or a GM. So,
He still has a job. He's still there. They've got to find their head coach. Here's the problem the Giants have is that they want to find an experienced head coach that I would imagine, and I don't know this, I haven't talked to anybody in the building about, but I would imagine they'd want somebody that's going to be more of a disciplinarian after, going through the last handful of years with Brian Daboll as the head coach, right? So I'd imagine they were going to bring in that guy. And you see it time and time again in the National Football League. Who is that guy? That's not Mike McCarthy.
No,
And then do you gamble on another coordinator who is inexperienced in the National Football League? Like, who are you going to go to? I mean, like, which guy? Because you've gambled on, you know, you've gambled on whether it be Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll. Go back to McAdoo. McAdoo was actually in the building. None of it worked out.
Right. And I think maybe it's Flores. I mean, obviously, I know most Giants fans are looking for Tomlin, but he ain't going anywhere, particularly after the way they looked yesterday. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the irony of it is that the Jets and the Giants right now need each other. They really do. I mean, these games are going to matter only because of the draft spot. And if the Jets, you know, clearly aren't going to beat the Patriots. And then, if the Giants can figure out a way to lose, I mean, their game plan yesterday, I can't figure that out. To me, it's like, then just sit dart. Play Russell Wilson. Like, if you're going to game plan around, your run game, then you're taking the ball out of Dart's hands anyway. So just sit him and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But to me, like, if the Giants get that one pick, that's a game changer for both organizations, right? Because then at least the Jets can try to trade up and get Mendoza, and then the Giants obviously can get a handful of draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, and the idea that would not happen, I think, is false. But the Jets have got to also fall in love with the quarterback. And love Mendoza going through the draft process. And we'll see how it plays out for Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers during the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs after outside of Oklahoma and Alabama. The other three games were absolute bores. I mean, Miami and Texas A&M was interesting only because of the wind factor, but it was fun seeing Michael Irvin on the sideline celebrating for the Hurricanes. But not a particularly great game, but the other two were just dreadful. Freehold, we go. It's Rob. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was at the game yesterday. I'm a longtime Giant fan, 50 years. That was probably the worst crowd I've ever been a part of. I think they gave up a couple of third downs themselves in the first quarter. But it's just it shocks me, the decision making that goes on this team and the coaching. It's mind boggling with the money these guys make. I mean, you got Minnesota opens up with a field goal. The Giants put together a great drive on the first drive, come away with 0 points, go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
I looked at my kid. I said that field goal, I said that missed field goal is going to come back and haunt us for sure in this game. And then you're watching a real coach on the other side. You know, we got that delay of game. Dort's got a delay of game problem. I mean, Eli Manning was one of the best at it. He's got to teach him how to watch that play clock. But the coach has got to step in and call a timeout there. And the same thing happened to the Vikings, and the coach went in with 2 seconds, 1 second on the play clock, called the timeout at the end of the half there, and they wind up scoring a touchdown. It really, really does come down to coaching. Right to the other point of the Jets and the Giants, I mean, I think we take Mendoza. I think we trade him for a boatload of picks this year to whoever comes with the biggest, the biggest haul we could possibly take. But do you trust Joe Shane to put the draft picks together? I really don't think he's put a really good team together. They put Nathan Slayton. I mean, the guy's never had 1,000 yards in his whole career. I know he took less money to play, but, his agent was smart. He wasn't getting money anywhere else to play in the NFL. Drops passes every game.
Yeah, and it grows tiring. You know, you can't watch it. It's hard to sit there and watch Darius Slayton, who had hands issues out of Auburn, and wasn't a problem earlier on in his career, but he was... There's no doubt. I mean, he's got the size and speed quotient, but I mean, the drops are just too much. I mean, you even have Quentin Johnson with the Los Angeles Chargers now, who was a first round pick coming out of TCU, right? But if you look about this, and the criticism of him coming out of TCU was not his God given athletic ability, it was that he was a body catcher, right? That is not what NFL scouts want to be. They want to see guys that are using their hands, not using their bodies to catch the football, not having the ball land, whether it be chest, stomach, whatever it might be, that you're using your hands to catch the football, right? But Quentin Johnson, he even had, drops early on in his career, right? Wide open touchdowns down the field, beating the coverage clean, 20, 30 yards wide open, dropping the football, right? I saw him yesterday make a one-handed touchdown catch against Dallas. I mean, it's all like, and then you watch Darius Slayton time and time and time again, for the most part, that he continues to just drop footballs. And Theo Johnson, I mean, how many times do I have to watch Theo Johnson if the ball goes right through his hands, he's watching the replay on Jumbotron? I mean, I don't need to see it anymore. I really don't. Listen, Dart went to school yesterday against Brian Flores. That's going to be game film that he can go out there and analyze and understand and detect, and he'll learn a little something. was I a little bit miffed about the game plan where you marginalized the most important position on your team and quarterback, where you just wanted them to hand the football off? Yeah, it was a little odd.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The New York Giants lost, the New York Jets lost. What else is new? We spent a lot of time on the Giants, a little bit on the Mets, who traded Jeff McNeil earlier today for a 17-year-old prospect. Here are my thoughts on the Jets. My thoughts are they are an unwatchable mess. There's no redeeming quality to this football team right now.
Yeah, there's nothing fun to watch. There's nothing that you're looking forward to other than maybe their run game sometimes.
Maybe.
They don't get turnovers. They don't get
it. They did force a fumble.
Yes, but they have not till yet to have an interception on the season, which is unbelievable.
And I thought against a rookie quarterback like Shuck, this would be the week where they would get one or two.
Shuck's playing pretty damn good.
He has? No, I think he's kind of at least for a year or two answered the Saints quarterback question. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be desperate and trade up or draft a quarterback in the first round. I'm glad Brady Cook is playing, because I think it is an opportunity to evaluate if he can be on this roster next year as a backup. But any notion that Brady Cook was going to be so impressive that he was going to create some kind of Mike White 2.0 or Tommy DeVito 2.0, that is not the case. Mm-mm. I thought he was bad yesterday, and I just thought overall they were bad all the way around. Like, they continue to make dumb penalties. I'm sick of John Simpson. I mean, how many dumb penalties has he had this year? I think he's been officially called for 10 now, 10 or 11. And it's really just end the season. Like, that's how I feel watching this team right now. Just end the season. Now, normally Joe joins us at this time. Joe is so sick of the New York Jets. Actually, he's just sick today, and that's probably contributed to watching the Jets.
Right, he's also sick of the New York Jets, that's for sure.
I mean, who isn't? And so I stand by the idea I want Aaron Glenn back, and there was a report by Deanna Russini in The Athletic that confirmed Woody Johnson is sticking with him. Mm-hmm. So the idea that Mike Florio put in the ether a couple days ago about, hey, he could be one and done, luckily is dead. Because I just don't think it's healthy to fire Aaron Glenn.
I agree.
But I also have to admit, there has not been a lot of redeeming qualities from his first season.
No, there has. Well, it's what can you take positive away from the season one of Aaron Glenn?
What can you?
Exactly. So we had this conversation about the Giants. Well, what can you take away positive? Well, I guess Jackson Dart has been good. Brian Burns is that dude. Two more sacks yesterday. Tyrone Tracy looks fine as a runner. The offensive line. There's a couple of things you can point out and look towards next year and say, we can build with these guys and build with these things. Other than, and I'm not even joking, Breece Hall having the year that he started to have, but he's even fallen off over the last couple of weeks. There's not a lot football-wise on the football field that I can look at and say, yeah, this was great, and it's going to be even better next year.
No, the
Garrett
only
Wilson would have been the one, because he was still having a pretty good season before he got hurt. But there's nothing there other than maybe Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald, but that's hit or miss with Will McDonald.
Yeah,
sometimes he's really there. Other times he doesn't show up.
I wouldn't even say it's them. I think it's just the two stalwarts on the offensive line, the left tackle and the right tackle,
right,
because they're young and they've been solid.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
That's really it. And I think the other thing that gives you excitement, which is why I just can't wait for this season to end, which is a depressing thing to say because football is not a very long season, is that they are equipped to improve this roster with oodles of draft picks. Mm-hmm. And they've got tons of cap space. And those two things are exciting because they could trade up and draft a quarterback. They could fall and just draft the quarterback where they're picking. They can add free agents. Even if they're not using all of their cap space, they can certainly improve this roster. So that's the area of hope that we have as Jet fans. But in terms of investing our time on Sundays, I mean, that was a waste yesterday. And it's been a waste all year.
Right.
And there's just nothing good or fun coming out of watching this football team right now. And I can't believe there's still two more weeks to go.
Yeah, I don't know what there is to get excited about these last 2 weeks other than it being over, other than it being let's reshape and rethink about what we want this team to be, and let's not make the free agent decisions at quarterback, like at quarterback, that we made a year ago.
Yeah, the only, because I was giving the quarterback thought we all have to, is can they finish with the number one pick? Unlikely. They would need the Raider. Whoever wins the Raider-Giant game, the loser would then have to win the following week.
Right.
Right. And Cleveland would have to lose. And they're playing Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
Yeah, you're going to need help to get the number one.
They're not getting number one.
No.
Now, I think the Jets are fine in terms of losing their games, playing the Patriots and Bills with things still on the line and both those teams being far better. So they're probably picking three. Maybe two, maybe four, kind of in that range, but unlikely to be picking number one. So obviously, behind door number one is trading up for Fernando Mendoza, which is a possibility if it's the New York Giants picking number one. But I also think about the possibility of they just can't draft Fernando Mendoza. Dante Moore stays in school. And there isn't really that good young quarterback they want to take that early. So you start to look at the free agent market. You look at the trade market. And we talked about Kyler Murray. We briefly talked about Tua. The guy I'd be most intrigued by is Malik Willis, because whenever Malik Willis gets an opportunity to start, he's been rather impressive. Now, he got hurt, too, in the Green Bay game a couple days ago, so there's questions about his health going into the second to last week of the year, but he's young. He doesn't have a future in Green Bay.
Yeah, he was interesting because he kind of got thrown under the bus in Tennessee.
And he never really got a full opportunity there. Like, he's one of those young players, unlike Justin Fields, unlike a lot of these other lottery tickets, where we've already seen enough. We haven't seen enough of Malik Willis. What, he just started 5-6 games in the league? He's barely played.
Right, and he's been in the league for 4 years already.
And he's learned. At least in theory, he's learned. So he's like the intrigued lottery ticket that I would have is Malik Willis. And obviously, I think a lot of Jet fans thought the same thing just watching on Saturday. Like, we're watching football. He was rather impressive. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's going to be available. He doesn't have a future in Green Bay. Like, it ain't rocket science. Like, okay, sure. Let's take a flyer on him. But that's where I'm at.
Well, at least it would be cheaper than what you did with Justin Fields.
Yes.
And again, you're still going to need to draft a quarterback, though. You're going to need to have someone you can point towards the future. You can't go into this next season saying, well, maybe we'll just figure it out when it comes along.
You know what, though, Teak? In general, you're right. Like, it would be tough to not walk away with some young quarterback, even if it's not a first-round pick. We're seeing Tyler Shuck and the way he's playing for New Orleans. Second, he wasn't a first-round pick.
Second-rounder.
But if there's nobody you love and there's nobody you're dancing on the ceiling for, you don't want to force it. And the Jets are loaded with draft picks the following season.
That's true.
So you don't want to kick the can down the road forever. I'm certainly not suggesting that. But you also don't want to force the issue. You know, you want to pick the right guy, not just a guy. And that's going to be one of the challenges. But even in my voice as I talk about this, how depressing is this?
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks.
I know you want to feel optimistic. You're trying to.
Of course I want to. I mean, as a sports fan, don't we all want to be optimistic?
Yeah. Of course you do. And I think certain teams that are bad can see the light. I don't think there's any light for the Jets other than maybe Aaron Glenn's being a good head coach.
Well, the light is Darren Mooji really knows what he's doing, and he hits the ball out of the ballpark with all these draft picks and does a good job in free agency. And all of a sudden, we're sitting here in September, and we're like, damn, this roster is actually pretty good. Right now, the roster's barren.
Mm-hmm.
The roster's terrible, and part of it is their own doing because of the trade of Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, but they do have the tools to at least turn this thing around. There's hopelessness, and then there's hopelessness with a little bit of hope. If that makes any sense.
Jets, not at all.
It doesn't? Well, for the Jets, it should. Right. They're hopeless, but they've got a little bit of hope because of the cap space and the picks.
Well, yeah.
Because they got the tools to turn it around.
But it's nothing. It's just, it's like this non-defined hope.
Yeah, it's not tangible.
No, there's nothing you can, because you still have to make the right decisions.
Correct.
And free agency.
And then develop them.
And then develop those guys and draft the right guys or trade those picks and go get a quarterback that you can build around.
Yeah.
So you got decisions to make.
That's why it's hopelessness with a little bit of hope.
You have hopeful decisions in the future. that's what the Jets are right now. We have hopeful decisions that we might make in the future.
Yeah, put that on a t-shirt.
Solid.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Right.
Let's go to Josh in Queens. What's going on, Josh?
Boys, it is a pleasure and an honor to have spoken to you guys for the past couple of years. I wish all of you the best. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you, Josh.
Loogie, super excited to speak to you on the overnight, bro. Very, very excited. Now, the only thing that pisses me off more than calling about a Jets loss is a hopeless Jets loss call. And let me tell you, the fact that they have zero interceptions should be blowing every Jets fan mind. Because do you know how many games you watch on Sunday on Red Zone and you just see and hear Scott Hansen say, oh, and the tip ball drill, and it's picked off. The Jets can't even do that right. Mm-hmm. They can't even get a ball bounced their way. Now, there is zero chance, and I think that a lot of Jet fans are kind of trying to wrap their heads around, do we want a new head coach? Do we not want a new head coach? Because one year head coaches, firing them after is a horrible precedent. I mean, but how low can we go? Because we're such a bad franchise already. Now, I would say this. There is no fight in this team. There is no urgency on this team. There is no one position that you could say, oh, this team is growing and there's potential. Garrett Wilson hasn't played in 7-8 weeks, and he is still the leading receiver with 395 yards. That is as sad as it gets.
That's very true.
Now, you're going to say, oh, the run game is amazing. Breece Hall hasn't had more than 40 yards in 5 weeks.
Right.
Please, give me a break. And every time we keep saying, oh, you know what? Let's give Tyrod Taylor a chance. He's a veteran. He gets injured. He's out. Oh, let's see what Brady Cook does. Brady Cook does 6 picks in 3 games. Please, give me a break. Let's tank. We've tanked before. Draft up. Trade for a quarterback. And get rid of Aaron Glenn. And let the freaking GM bring his own guy in. Remember, Aaron Glenn was brought in by the owner.
I know, Josh. I can't sell you on Aaron Glenn's accomplishments in year one because there aren't many.
There aren't any. You're right.
But I can't go down the road of dysfunction and firing a coach after 1 year in the midst of a year in which you traded two of their best defensive players. I just don't know who you think would want this job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any hot coordinator is going to look at the Jets and say, no.
Right.
I'm not going there.
The cupboards are bare.
The grass is always greener sometimes, and I'm telling you it's a mistake. And here's how I'll sell my fellow Jet fans on Aaron Glenn without lying to you about believing in Aaron Glenn. Even though there's been no information in year one that proves he's the guy,
mm-hmm.
I also don't think we have information that proves he's not.
Yeah. No, there isn't. There isn't yet because he's going to get forgiven for a lot of these losses. One, because the quarterback situation, and hell, his owner even did that for him earlier in the season when he said, you have a quarterback with no rating, you can't win games. And so he'll get forgiven for the record that he's going to go into year two with, but it's how he crafts a team that's going to be most important, right? How he shapes whatever the roster looks like next year, which is going to be most important, because if you start stacking horrible seasons after horrible seasons, eventually, even if you have the potential, you're not going to last as a head coach.
No, can't have too many horrible seasons in a row.
Because you don't ever recover from that.
But I think what Aaron's got going for him is his starting point is going to probably be a 3-win season. Which means if they win 4 games next year, there's improvement.
Right.
That was the mistake Brian Daboll made. He had way too much success in year one.
9 wins in year one. He never even got close to it.
No. I'm trying to think, if you combine all the wins since, what does that add up to?
Nine. Yeah, they have more.
He's got more, but not by a lot.
Barely.
I mean, that's all you need to know about the way things went. Hold on, I want to break this down now to see how close it actually is.
It's 11, right?
He's got 11 total since?
Yes.
No.
I remember he left. He had 20 wins.
That's
9-4 year one.
Wow. Think about that.
Yeah.
That's freaking brutal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.